The Government of Canada will invest $2.5 million toward a project aimed at improving access to French-language health services in the Yukon, according to a press release on September 27. The federally funded five-year project aims to create plans for collecting healthcare data on patients' preferred language, which will then help in planning and assigning bilingual staff. Additionally, the project aims to develop and implement new digital tools to enhance access to French-language health services for French-speaking Yukoners. This investment is part of the broader National Action Plan for Official Languages, which represents a $4.1 billion investment across seven departments. As of July 2024, the Yukon Hospital Corporation confirmed 22 designated French bilingual service providers work in various hospital departments to facilitate communication between patients and healthcare professionals. The project is set to be carried out by the Yukon government's French Language Services Directorate and Department of Health and Social Services. This effort is supported by Health Canada's Official Languages Health Program, which aims to improve access to health services for official language minority communities in their preferred language. The initiative is part of the broader effort to address the unique challenges faced by Francophone communities outside Quebec, the release notes. Yukon hospitals currently use tablets to provide live translation, as per a Hospital Corporation press release on July 11. Whitehorse General Hospital has three tablets, while Watson Lake Community Hospital and Dawson City Community Hospital each have one. Today's announcement will improve French language health services, developing digital tools and data strategies to better serve our diverse community, Yukon MP Brandon Hanley said in the release. Federal Ministers Randy Bouassineau and Mark Holland, responsible for official languages and health respectively, announced that Canadian Heritage will contribute $1.5 million and Health Canada will add more than $746,000 to the project. The Yukon government will also be putting in $250,000 toward the project. This funding is part of the Development of Official Language Communities program, which aims to enhance the vitality of French-speaking minority communities. On June 20, 2023, the federal government passed Bill C-13. This act aims to address the decline of French and strengthens the promotion of official languages. Contact Jake Howarth at jake.howarth@yukon-news.com.